Basically, they're just as uncomfortable as you are. You need to think about what makes you comfortable. You know, fans, a breeze, shade, plenty of fresh cold water available. You know, misters in a dairy barn, even, you know, actually spraying animals down and providing some kind of sprinklers to keep them cool through evaporation. You know, with the fan. I mean, really, you're really talking about water and fans to keep them comfortable.
What are signs that they may be suffering from heat stress, that they may be getting to the point of heat damage here?
Well, just panting. Some of them they'll be down. Labored respirations. You know, failure to move or get up.
And now on the pet side of things, especially pets that are used to being in air conditioning, I mean, you want to let them out, or should you keep them inside these days?
Well, you can let them out for brief periods, but you know, it's kind of an interesting deal because I picked up my dog after boarding. Let him out in the yard. It'd basically take him 30 seconds to do his job, and he was standing and waiting to get back into the air-conditioned house. So that's the same kind of thing. They do not like it out there. You know, and they want to be back in where it's cool. So that's really the thing. You do have an outside dog, and you know, they are experiencing kind of stress. You know, bring him in the house. Get him cooled down.
And what about some of the other pets, like rabbits, things like that?
See, it's the same sort of thing for everything. They're all, for the most part, warm-blooded. You know, they will overheat, and they will heat stress.
Now, of course, try to avoid transporting animals as well at this time of
year. Oh, yeah, that's the other part of it I should have mentioned, Bob, is that if you don't have a really good reason to be hauling animals, livestock, or pets for any reason, don't do it. You know, we put it off for a few days.
The other big concern, especially with dairy cattle at this time of the year, is that they go off feed. Any feeding tips as far as keeping them eating?
No, just make sure it's fresh and palatable. You can, you know, they still will eat some, but they'll go, you know, their consumption will be down, their milk production will go down as well. You know, the other meat type animals, they won't gain just because they'll sort of stall out in this kind of heat.
Okay, any other tips you'd like to pass along?
No, you know, it really comes down to common sense. Just think about what makes you comfortable in this kind of weather, and they're in the same place. Need to be in the same kind of conditions.